And if
you
are,
we actually don't love you if you don't watch our show.
Yeah.
And if you don't watch our show, you'll never even know we said that.
Yeah. So exactly.
If you don't watch our show, we don't love you.
We don't love you. Exactly.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Hate Spinnerbait, the podcast where we hate spinnerbait, but we love chaos.
We do. This is a real potpourri episode for y'all this week.
Yeah. I'm Michael Ann.
Yeah.
Watch us on YouTube. This is Bethany.
Hello, everyone. If you watch us on YouTube, comment, let us know what we're wearing. We're like both wearing sweatshirts, so that's really not, and that wouldn't work. I don't know. Prove it. Prove that you watched us on YouTube. But yeah, you should watch us on YouTube.
Yeah.
Here we are. It's Tuesday. We are in our new schedule of sorts where we are trying to do Destin then Chaos. So come hang out with us next week if you'd like to hear the conclusion of whatchamacallit. Saying anything, whatchamacallit. But today we're here to keep it easy breezy, beautiful cover girl. And it's probably not even an easy breezy cover girl because it's our Lord's year 2025 and we are having a mentee bee at least once a week. So
yes, minimum.
Minimum.
Look at this little guy.
I like him. I think he's cute. Actually, the first thing that I'm going to tell you, can I tell you about how this is going to be a total spoiler alert, but it doesn't matter because you're not going to get it anyways, evidently, because I fail at life. Anywho, let me tell you about how I try to be on top of things. Guys, I am terrible. Any Christmas, holiday, birthday gift, I'm terrible at getting things sent off in time. I have the best of intentions, but then something always happens. Like, I order it too late. Okay, my sister's birthday gift, I did order before her birthday, and it just got here, like, ridiculously late. So I'm terrible at this. I bought my sister's gift what I thought was on time and it showed up way late, but that wasn't really on me. It was just like the company that I bought it from. She still loves it. We're good. Anywho, I saw something the other day, which I would have usually just sent to you, but like your birthday's in early March. And I was like, I'm going to be on top of it this year. I'm going to get this gift in freaking February. Look at me. I'm not going to tell her about this because I'm going to buy it for her. And I'm feeling great about myself, okay? Except it dropped at 10 a.m. on a Tuesday morning, which is when I work. And I was like, well, that's not ideal. But I text the peeps that, you know, my group chat that I work with. And I'm like, hey, here's the situation. I'm going to have my phone and our little, like, storage closet. I'm going to bop right in there and I'm just going to buy this thing real quick and then I'm right back to work. And everyone's like, yeah, you do you, girl. Like, you got to get those drops, you know, whatever. So anywho, this mother I had, this patient's mother, was like being kind of like finicky about being worked in. And I'm like looking at the time, y'all, and I'm like, it's 9:58. I need this woman just to give me an answer because I have 2 minutes to run to the storage closet real quick and get this order in. And so I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, well, you know, like, you don't have to, but if you want to, like, I need you to sign these things. I'd already had her signed half of it. Okay. And she's just like, blah, blah. Anyways, all of this to say that she holds me up for like 5 minutes and she doesn't even end up working her child in for any treatment that day. And I was very annoyed because I now make it to the storage closet at 10:05, which shouldn't be that big of a deal, you think, cause at 10 a.m. But y'all know how limited edition things are. Okay. So in case anyone's wondering, I'm trying to buy, which again, I'm going to tell you because now it's on back order. And the long story short is I bought something, I think from a fraudulent website, but it's fine. I was trying to buy a Owala and color something. I can't remember what they called. Came out with a limited edition. They have like a Owala, obviously has water bottles, but they also have like coffee cups, you know, the travel coffee cups. They came out with a limited edition Gilmore Girls collection. And it was the Dragon Lion and a Luke Steiner one. So cute. Perfect for obviously it being a coffee cup. And the second I saw it, I thought of you and I was like, oh my God, this is so perfect. Like, it's coming out like early February. It'll get here in time for your birthday. Great. So I go into the storage closet at 10:05. I go to Owala's website and it says notify me. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. In 5 minutes. So I believe it because that's like crazy. That happens, but that's still crazy. So I was like, oh, that's so disappointing. I'm like, I told everyone like, hey, I'm just going to pop in the closet real quick. And this lady like held me up for a few minutes. Cool. Whatever. So I see this other website and like, it's not uncommon y'all for like Loungefly or people like Owala to kind of like partner with small businesses to get you to like shop small. And so I see this website that says they have it. And I'm like, cool. Okay, that's weird that a Wallace website doesn't. But like everyone probably went to their website. Maybe they partner with a couple of mom and pop places. I look at it real quick. It says it's a trusted site. Anyone could say that. I go to their like about me real quick to see like, do they have social media links? They were, again, I'm in a storage closet. I'm at work. I'm trying not to take a lot of time. I'm just like trying to suss out if this is a real thing. And they have like about us. It seems pretty legit. I'm like, okay. And I'm like, that's kind of weird that it's available on their site and not on Owala's. But again, like it's probably just because everyone went to Owala's. I'm going to try this. And if not, I will like fight it with my bank, you know, whatever. So I go ahead and I do it. And everyone's like invested. All my coworkers, they're like, did you get the cup? Did you get the cup? And I'm like, maybe. I don't know, honestly. It said it was like sold out on Owala's website. But then it says on this other website that it was available. But I don't know if it's true. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, I don't know. So then after all that was said and done, I got home later that night and I'm looking and I don't know, like, you know, like obviously you've heard of the Better Business Bureau. When I searched this company's name, they showed up on Better Business Bureau and like there was only 9 reviews, but all 9 reviews were negative. So I didn't think that was a great sign. So I don't know. We're going to like give it a couple more days and see if I get any kind of shipping notification. And then if not, I'm probably just going to have to let my bank know that I was duped and hopefully they give me my money back.
Oh my God.
If you go on Owala's website, because again, when I first went on at 10:05 in the morning, it said notify me, but now it says back order. And so it says, I think it's like going to ship in 10 to 12 weeks. So if anyone's still looking for it, it might still sort of be available, but I don't know.
Oh my God. That's crazy.
But this is why I'm like, look, y'all, even when I try to be good and I'm like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to for once get someone's like gift to them on time. I somehow still fail. And I'm like, I'm worth it.
You know what? You did your best. And I,
you know, it's just the thought that counts, right? But I was like, oh my God, this is perfect timing. This is coming out now. Like, that's so cool. And like they were both really, and you could buy them in a bundle. And I kind of almost wanted to buy the bundle. I could get like one for you and one for me. And I was like, gonna be a whole thing. And then I just, it was a complete failure. But you know, because I didn't buy the bundle from the Sketch website because I was like, I'm not about to drop this much money into it. If it is fraudulent, we are gonna try to buy one. If that's successful, we'll go from there. But yeah, so who knows? I mean, they gave me a confirmation number right away, but like, does that mean anything? I don't know. To be determined. But that's my first story. More of just a complaint about how I think it's not fair that people drop these limited edition things in like working hours. And like, these people not have jobs? Like, some of us have jobs where we like can't be on our phone. And right. I unfortunately am one of those people. And it's just, I'm like, what? Drop that on like a Saturday. Like, seriously.
Right.
Tuesday at 10 a.m.? Who does that? It was annoying. But whatever. I should have got like someone on it who could like be on their phone or something. But I didn't think that far ahead. I thought I had a good plan. But you know, say lovey. So There you go. That's the story of how I attempted to get a really cute Owala coffee cup. And as far as we know, probably failed.
I mean, you never know.
You never know. And if not, there's always back order in 10 to 12 weeks. You too can have an Owala Gilmore Girls limited edition coffee cup. The Dragonfly Inn one is very cute, I have to say. At first, I was thinking Luke's because I was like, oh, come on. The Luke's dying at the coffee. It's a given. But then the Dragonfly Inn one kind of sold me. I'm not going to lie. They're both cute. Anywho, that's the first story of the day.
Isn't it crazy that like that show, the finale of that show was in like 2007?
Yeah. And it's still like this popular.
Selling out within 5 minutes.
I really think like Gilmore Girls, they kind of do like the Taylor Swift method, in which any drop they've ever done has been very like limited edition. And I don't know if this is purposeful or like what, but like they don't really sell a lot of merch places. Hallmark came out with a thing a little bit ago. It used to be you could pretty much only get it on the WB, like if you went to the set tour. Then they started putting stuff on the WB's website. But yeah, it's like they'll drop a lounge fly, but it's like limited edition only for a couple. And then like 2 years later, they'll do it again. Like they don't like keep things up in rotation. And I think it like gives people that like, I have to get it right now because I don't know if I'll ever get it again, if I'll ever see anything like this again. And yeah, so I mean, obviously it's a smart marketing strategy, I guess, but it is crazy. Like that show. And I do think it's like the power of streaming services, like new fans are constantly coming to it. So, I mean, I guess, you know, there's that as well, but it is crazy. And I was trying to explain that to people because, you know, again, some of my coworkers were like some of my coworkers aren't even like familiar with Gilmore Girls. And they were like, that sold out that quickly. And I was like, I don't think you understand. Like all of their stuff, like always does. It like comes out and like is gone. I've never like their lounge flies, like anything. It's just, it always, I think they did a collaboration with like Cakeworthy a couple of years back. And I feel like all of that, except for like the socks, sold out like instantly. Cause I went to look for that and I was like, oh no, just the socks. Okay. I don't really need those.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it just, it seems like it's the way that things go, but yeah, it is really, really crazy for sure. For sure. Speaking of season finales or series finales, I've talked before on the show about how I'm a big Cobra Kai fan, and sad week. It came to an end. We just finished it last night, actually. It dropped on Thursday, the last 5 episodes ever. And we watched 3 of them on Thursday. Then I ran off to Disney World for the weekend because everyone deserves that. And then we finished it last night. And I'm just going to say, I really enjoy, my husband and I were talking about this last night, when like a show, I know some people get mad when things are like predictable, but I think like that's just good storytelling. Like if you foreshadowed, if your fans know your show well enough, like it shouldn't be like, wow, that was a massive surprise. Like I don't, in a show like Cobra Kai, I don't need like a crazy massive surprise. I want it to have a predictable ending. I want you to do callbacks. Like this story is going back literally from the 80s when the original Karate Kid came out. Like I want you all the callbacks. So I think that they ended it very well. I was very pleased. Everything they did like made sense. You're like, oh yes, I see. Like this show has gotten like a little crazy considering like what it started as. It's like a YouTube TV show. The first season is like very like humble beginnings, like very like, you know, whatever. Honestly, I think the first season is maybe one of the strongest because of that, because they were kind of like limited. And then it's like blown up into this whole like, you know, kind of outlandish at times. Thing, but I think the last few episodes they really kind of like brought it back and like contained it to like what was the heart of it. And yeah, I mean, everyone in the group chat that was watching it, I mean, it had grown men crying, so I feel like that's a success.
I love that.
So yeah, so I feel like they did a really good job. But yes, I just love, sometimes I watch a series finale and I'm like, they have gone so far away from where a show started, like
yeah,
it's not even funny. And I felt like this show really was like paying homage to everything that had like come before it. So I will salute you, Cobra Kai writers. I thought that you all really, you know, knocked this one out of the park. Good work. Good work.
Good work.
So yeah, I was pleased. I was very pleased.
Love that.
So yeah, so here's my other two bits and bobs. One of them actually, I guess I have 3 bits and bobs. One of them is, obviously I'm a very fandom girly. I am involved in a lot of fandoms, more, some of them a little bit more hardcore than others. Obviously I would say like, I think Star Wars, Taylor Swift, Disney are probably like my big 3. Those are the things people kind of know me for that I yammer on about. And I obviously lived in Orlando for years. I, in that time, started collecting lounge flies, really like a good lounge fly, a good fandom bag. Obviously, like most of my outfits, as I'm wearing a Star Wars sweatshirt right now, are very like pop culture centered. And I remember having a conversation with a friend, was like, oh yeah, like you're so lucky because you live in Orlando, like you can wear that. And I was like, you can wear it anywhere. Like no one is saying you can't. And I have to say, now that I've been out of Orlando for a couple of years, I stand by that tenfold, because I just got a Mulan bomber jacket, which, yes, it is as cool as it sounds, just so everyone knows. And then let me tell you, people are eating this shit up. I get compliments on this jacket everywhere I go. It's fantastic. I was at the grocery store. Bagger's like, is that a Mulan jacket? And I'm like, hells yeah, it is. Gotta rep my girl because she never gets enough merch, in my humble opinion. And he's like, that's fantastic. That's a really cool jacket. And I'm like, thank you. I know.
I love that. I, whenever I wear my lounge flies, my Luke's Diner or my Hey Arnold, people like stop me. And they're like, that is amazing. That is, where so did you cool. get that?
Yeah.
And I'm like, we actually stand out when we're not in Orlando.
Yes, exactly. And that's the my exact point. Like, when you were in Orlando, you were one of 18,000 other people wearing this stuff. When you were, like, out and about in the regular world, like, I have my little Glinda, like, Wicked lounge fly. I cannot tell you how many times I've gotten compliments on that bag. And, again, sometimes I think it is people knowing that it is a Wicked bag. And I think some people just think it's a cute bag because it's, like, pink and pretty. But either way, like, a gazillion compliments. I was wearing it in Orlando yesterday. No one stopped me, like, because they've all seen it. Like, it's everywhere in Orlando, you know? But you go out and about into the rest of the world and they're like, that's a mother effing cool bag. And I'm like, yeah, thanks. I know, it's fantastic.
Thank you.
I'm aware. So yeah, basically I guess the moral of the story being let your freak flag fly. It's great. Just like be you, and people will come up to you in the grocery store and compliment your sweet Mulan bomber jacket. It's great. 10 out of 10 would recommend is my point on that.
Love it.
Yeah, that's my thing. And then, okay, so these are my two other bits and bobs. I'm trying to think of, like, which one. I think we're gonna have more of a meaty conversation about one of them, so I will do this other one first. Michael Ann is just, I basically told her, we were texting before this, we went to record, and she's like, yeah, I don't, like, know what I'm gonna talk about. And I'm like, I have, like, a couple of things. And so, as we stated at the end of the episode, it's a very potpourri episode. She was tagging us in this week, and I was like, I love that you're tagging us in, and all of the topics are mine. And you have no idea what we're even talking about. I'm like, just go. Yeah, I was like, just say whatever you want, and we're just going to go from there, because that's the vibe of today. But yes, okay, so here is my other thing. So, a friend of mine... So again, speaking in how, like, sometimes you think you're like, oh God, they probably didn't want to know that. They didn't want to know, like, my little nerdy thing. And I volunteered that information to them and they probably didn't mean it. But anywho, a friend of mine recently posted an Instagram story about this. I don't know if it was a TikTok or reel, something, but it was a video of this girl explaining, like, the badass history of red lipstick, which it does have a very cool and rebellious badass history. And so my friend did not know this. And obviously in the dark times that we were living in, one of the reasons people in the 40s wore red lipstick was to kind of basically, like, it was kind of like a patriotic thing, but also it was kind of like an anti-fascism thing, because allegedly Hitler hated red lipstick. I don't know why. He just had, like, this hatred for it. And so women, as a form of protest, started wearing red lipstick as kind of like a screw you to fascism, which is, you know, appropriate considering, again, the dark times we were living in. And also because a lot of them were entering the workforce for the first time. And it was just, like, this very, like, empowering thing to them, because red lipstick kind of took prominence during, like, the suffragette movement. And it's kind of just, you know, gone from there to kind of be like, it's bold, it's, you know, whatever. And so because of its ties to, at least in the 40s, kind of an anti-fascism movement, my friend was like, I need to find me a red lipstick. And she posted this, and I was like, I don't know if she's saying this in a, like, oh, that's cool, I learned a thing, like, I need to find me red lipstick, or if she generally would like to find a shade of red lipstick that suits her. And so I'm like, this is my time to shine, because I love a red lipstick, and I have tried, like, every shade of red lipstick. So I pop on into her messages, and I'm like, hells yeah, like, red lipstick has such a fascinating, like, makeup history. And it is, like, so badass. And I'm just going to let you know, as someone who is trying red lipstick for the first time, if there's a lot of shades and it can be scary, but if you find a blue based red, if you go into a makeup store and say you're looking for a blue based red, it is most complimentary on any skin tone. Like, anyone can wear it. Like, I promise you. And you can find it from drugstore prices to high end prices. Like, you can't go wrong. And I sent her this whole message and I hit send and I'm like, maybe she didn't actually, like, mean she was really about to go buy a red lipstick and I just embarrassed myself. I don't know, but I am here to help a sister out, especially to stand up against fascism, even if it is in a silly little way, like wearing red lipstick. If it makes you feel good, it makes you feel good, you know? We're all looking for a little light in the darkness. And so I turned to Mike and I'm like, I don't really know if she actually, like, wanted that information. Messaged me back immediately and was like, thank you so much, that's so helpful. And I was like, oh, okay. And she's like, I actually was over here looking at color charts and this and that, and I'm like way in over my head. And I was like, yeah, like, you know, just, I was like, seriously, go into, like, an Ulta, they have, like, low end, high end, ask someone, like, they will help you, but, like, if you tell them that, like, they will lead you in the right direction. And she's like, okay. So I was like, please send me pictures. And she's like, absolutely. So this weekend, I'm like off and about in Orlando, And I guess she didn't have my new phone number. And she was texting some rando pictures of her trying on red lipstick at a store. And on Facebook Messenger, she messages me and she's like, hey, did you change your number? Because I'm sending someone pictures of me in lipstick and I don't think it's you. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, yeah, I guess I was like, yeah, like last year I changed. I guess I never gave it to him. I'm so, so sorry. So then I got her number and she texted me the one that she got. And she's like, it's so buildable and it's a stain. And this and the other thing. And I was like, oh, we love a stain. That makes it very like eat proof, you know? And I was just really happy that I messaged this person, like this whole nerdy, long like thing about red lipstick. And she actually found it useful. And I'm sorry that you didn't have my new number. That's my bad. And that you were texting somebody else your red lipstick picture.
Oops.
Sorry about that. Oopsies. So sorry. But yes, so that did crack me up. So I was very happy to share my love of lipstick and makeup with someone and them actually appreciate my help. Because I was like, oh, maybe she didn't like mean that literally, that she's like about to go out and get red lipstick. Oopsies, my bad. But she did.
So she did.
Mm-hmm. And the one she picked out looks fantastic on her. And I'm very excited for her. So yeah, there you go. There's that for you. Shout out. Shout out to Kim. You're looking great in your red lipstick. Actually, if you listen to the show, I don't know if you do. We still love you, even if you don't. Dr. Pepper, sponsor us. Even if you're
we actually don't love you. If you don't watch our show.
Yeah.
And if you don't watch our show, you'll never even know we said that.
Yeah. So exactly.
If you don't watch our show,
so
we don't love you.
We don't love you. Exactly. All right. Here's my last little thing. Well, I have like one other little thing, but I don't know if I want to say this on air or if we'll talk about it off air. But this is a thing that I can talk to you about for sure on the podcast, which is, okay, so as I said, I went down to Orlando this weekend. And I like queued up my podcast that I wanted to listen to. And I usually have like a playlist, you know, or obviously I'm like listening to like Taylor Swift or something. I've been listening a lot to the Ed Sheeran live album since that dropped. So that's been kind of on rotation in my car. But I just was like looking for something kind of different. I don't know why. I was just like, oh, like those are like my go-tos. I always listen to that. I have like, I was stuck in Jacksonville traffic. I'm like, I have a few hours to go. I need to like liven it up in this car a little bit. So what I decided to do is go to another classic standby. Which is obviously alt rock from the aughts, which is, you know, when I grew up listening to it. So there's a whole playlist. You can go like on Apple Music, like by decade, and you can find like any genre of music. So I looked up alternative rock, you know, alt music, decade of the 2000s. And so I put on this playlist and I was like, I can't wait to just like take a trip down, you know, memory lane. And as you probably, if you are a frequent listener to the show, hi mom, you will remember that right after the election I like needed to listen to the Black Parade to like get me to work the next morning because it really just made my millennial heart happy. I was like, we're gonna carry on and we're just like, we're not gonna forget about, you know, like the damned and the broken, and we're gonna help them and, you know, whatever. And it really just helped me. But this is something interesting I realized as I was listening to just like an entire decade of music. Because obviously when we were listening to it, it wasn't all out at once. Like you're listening to it over a span of years. And I remember thinking like when I was younger that I was like, man, and this is again, is mostly because of my obsession with the movie Across the Universe. Like the 60s was like such a badass decade because they were like out there protesting and like there's all this like music that was like against the Vietnam War and like it was very protesty. And even like the 80s, like, you know, Bruce Springsteen comes out with, you know, an album that had a lot of protest stuff, and obviously he's not the only one. There was a lot of different things. And even people like Madonna, like, so how revolutionary it was for her to be singing the song she was singing as a woman and owning her sexuality as a woman. And this, then the other thing. And I remember like when I was growing up being like, oh, like, I just feel like our generation's like not cool. Like, I feel like we're like not out there, like, you know, doing it or whatever. Like the 90s, you had the grunge movement and you had stuff like that kind of counterculture, which again was really kind of like sort of rebellious, even though, again, I have my thoughts and feelings on Gen X, which is they deserve more hate. Sorry for any Jack listeners out there, but no one is ever talking about y'all. Like, everyone is always talking about boomers and millennials and Gen Z. And I'm like, why does Gen X never get made fun of? Like, they're the most apathetic bunch of people. Have you seen the movies that they made? They're so, like, literally they are that song, you know, Dear Diary, mood apathetic. They are that. Like, they were, like, complaining about so much about living in suburbia. And I was like, I would love to live in suburbia right now. If I could afford a house in suburbia, like, let me at it. They had some valid points about, like, the 9-to-5, like, work, you know, whatever. But overall, they're a bunch of whiny bitches for living in, like, a great economical time. No war. Like, they were coming of age in a great time and were, like, complaining about it. I don't know. Weird. Can't relate. But anyways, just kidding, Gen X. We love you. Mostly. But I just feel like they're never brought up in conversations. And I'm like, can we, like, why does no one ever make fun of them? People make fun of us. People make fun of boomers. The boomers deserve it. But no one is ever making fun of Gen X. Anyways, those are my thoughts on that. So there I am, you know, listening to this decade of music. And I was like, holy fuck, when you just put it like this and you're just listening to like the most popular songs that came out in this decade. Oh, like maybe we were actually like more than I think. And I was thinking of that meme, like, you know, like what radicalized you? And I was like, huh. Okay. And then we have this. Oh, that's interesting. And then it got me thinking, like, again, I know I'm not like hip with the kids right now, but like, who is there? Like, where are they getting like pop punk? Like, doesn't really like exist anymore. Like bands that we listen to exist and they are still putting out music and stuff. But like, who are the current acts that are doing these kind of things? And I do think women have it maybe with like, again, people like Sabrina Carpenter really kind of like reclaiming her sexuality. And, you know, obviously I do think that there are songs, you know, obviously things like Cassandra comes to mind off of Taylor Swift's most recent album that, you know, can kind of have a political tone to it and message to it. So I think like the girly pops are okay. Like, I think that they're listening to some things that even Chapel Roan, like I was talking to my husband about this topic last night. I was like, even Chapel Roan just like existing, like putting out songs about liking women is radical in a sense. Like, it shouldn't be, but it is radical that like those songs she is singing and they're as popular as they are. Like, that's a radical notion, you know, when, you know, obviously the LGBTQ community is under attack. And I was like, so I feel like a lot of women I know are listening to things like that. And like, I feel like they're okay. But I was like, but what are the teenage boys listening to? I mean, I guess they have Kendrick Lamar. Obviously, we discussed, you know, him last week. Like, he obviously has a lot of good messaging and some deep, you know, messaging in his music. But I was like, I don't, like, maybe this is the problem. Like, you know, obviously they talked about how, like, after the election, they thought Gen Z was going to come out way more, like, you know, liberal and progressive than they did, particularly Gen Z men. That's not even mentioning Gen Alpha, who is at kind of that coming of age when you're discovering your own musical taste age. And I was like, who are they listening to? Like, who is telling them, like, you know, the, like, where's their American Idiot? Because that to me is like so aughts, like alt music. Like, that album had like 4 singles. Like, that was massive. Like, I cannot overestimate how massive of an album that was. And again, it literally was called American Idiot. The album cover art was very blatant. The first single off it could not be more like protest song if you tried. And like, it was big. It was huge. Everyone in my middle school was wearing Green Day shirts, American Idiot shirts, listening to the songs, watching the music videos. So yeah, I don't know. I guess my point being, like, I was like, oh, like, I guess as millennials, we did have more than I thought. And also, like, I'm worried about the youth not having enough protest songs. I need them to get angry. I need them to rage against the machine. And, like, they don't have a rage against the machine is what I'm saying. Like, who are they listening to?
They have, like, I think there's some that's the thing, is like, I'm not hip with the kids.
Yeah. Like, if you guys are hip with the kids. Yeah. Please let us know.
I know, like, Ethel Kane for sure does stuff like that, I think. Yeah. That one song that's like, all day, every day.
Oh, yeah. That was very big on TikTok right before, that's like, good, the election. That's a big one. That's a good one. Yeah.
So I feel
like, again, it's like,
but where are the men?
I think like the women, yeah, are really getting it, but I'm like, where are the men? Which I'm not saying that there aren't men who aren't listening to these things. Again, like, I know a lot of I really think like Mike's about to go like become a Chapel Roan groupie. Like he really is going down the rabbit hole, which I love. Like I love. But he really is like truly becoming like he was watching her music when I'm not present at now. And I'm like, I love this. Like I love how much you've gone. And he's like, I'm gonna go to a show. I'd buy a shirt at that show. And I was like, I love this for you. And then the other night he was like, which I've never seen Lady Gaga live, actually. She's like obviously coming out with a new album and like we're thinking a tour is happening and he's like, I'd go see Gaga live. And I was like, yeah, let's go see Gaga live. She announces the tour, let's go see Gaga. And I was like, I love this for you. Like, I love that you want to go see Lady Gaga and Chapel Roan with me. It's fantastic. Yeah, so obviously, and again, that's my husband is old, so he's not counting this conversation of the youth listening. But like, what are the boys? I was like, this is a problem. The boys are watching like Clout Gang or whatever on YouTube or just like bop, bop, bop. I want to make money. Here's my expensive car. And they're not like listening to like music that's like fuck the government. And I need them to listen to more fuck the government music. And again, this isn't me like trying to say that our generation is better than whatever, but I was just like, in a genuine curiosity, like what are the boys listening to? Because like, I feel like the boys had something. Like millennial boys had something to listen to. And I do think millennial men, obviously not all of them, but a lot of them are more caring and compassionate and are more progressive because of it, maybe, you know, because of the, again, we were obviously some of the media we were consuming and the beauty standards and this and that was toxic and bad. And I don't want to go back to that, but I do think we had, like, I think every generation, like, as I was, like, sitting here having these thoughts as I'm, like, in a car stuck in traffic, had these outlets that you turn to, you know. And again, like we were saying, like, there is no art that isn't political. And I think so much music is political and so much, you know, other types of art are political. And, yeah, I'm just like, man, what are these, like, 13-year-old boys listening to? Unless they are listening to older things. Like, what is their current person who's putting out these messages, you know? I don't know.
I should ask my nephews sometime what they're listening to. Yeah. I never.
One of Mike's nephews has gotten into metal, but of course he's kind of started with older metal. Like obviously there are still people out there making metal now. And I'm very excited for him because obviously most of Mike's family is very conservative and his older brother, who's a great kid, he went down more of like a sports route. That's his thing, which is great. But I think he definitely, like, the people he was being influenced by were these YouTubers who, like I said, are just, like, chasing clout, chasing money, and whatever. And I don't think they're necessarily the best influences. And I'm really happy that his other nephew is, like, listening to Metallica, because I think that might, like, lead him down a better path. Like, not necessarily. Like, you can, like, meddle and be a terrible person. Happened very much so has happened, but I was like, maybe this is a good thing that he's like kind of starting to dip his toes into this kind of stuff. Like, where's the music that's making teenage boys little weirdos is what I'm asking, because here at Hey Spinnerbait we love little weirdos and we think that it tends to make you a better person. So facts. I don't know. We were killing it. Like, not to be that person, but like the early aughts. Gosh. Like, I forgot. I was like, another banger. This song is great. God, we were really living it up and I didn't even appreciate it when I was going through it. Yeah, there's some great, like, literally, I think I've said this before and I'll say this again. I have like such a hardcore love, not like really living through the year 2004, but the music that came out in 2004, like the bangers we got, like we got Jimmy Eat World's Futures. We got Green Day's American Idiot. We got The Killers' Hot Fuss. Like, what a year in music. Like, people were coming out like amazing. Like, can you imagine your first album, your debut album is Hot Fuss? Shut the front door. Like, I can't even, like, The Killers did that, y'all. They did that. They came out with that. Craziness. Good for them. Wish it was me. But good for them. Yeah, just so much good stuff, you know? Like, fantastic. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I am really manifesting, hoping, praying, dreaming for a good Charlotte tour.
Yeah.
I am like, come back. Come back,
like,
come back, come back.
Like, please.
Please. Just for me.
Yeah, just for me personally. This is just personally for me. I think they are personally just trolling me moment, or just for me, and like the opposite, like they are trolling me moment, which is that I went to down to Orlando this weekend to go to the Festival of the Arts, which is my absolute favorite festival at Epcot. Way too short, make it longer. I will die on this hill. And I love the Disney on Broadway concert series. I always make sure to stop. When I lived there, I would go and see like the different ones because they have like new performers each week. I would like try to get to as many of them as I could. The people that we saw this weekend were great. There's one song that I cannot stand when they do on the Disney on Broadway concert series. Everything else I can listen to. Go ahead. I love me a good Disney show tune. But one of them that for some reason they love taunting me with is Trashing the Camp. I don't know why, but that song just aggravates me. You're just making noises. You're just scatting. It's not a song. Like you're just like, ba-da-bop, boo-da-boop, ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba. And I can't stand it. And literally, I'm like, all right, here I am. My one performance I'm going to get this year, the one day I'm going to this event this year, that is what they opened with. And I was like, they're personally trolling me, I think, right now. This is a personal attack on me. They're like, we're going to start with Trashing the Camp from Tarzan. It's not a real song, okay? I'm sorry. I love you, NSYNC, but it's not a real song. And it's crazy to me that y'all got a credit on that soundtrack for making noises. So I was like really into the art of scatting. I was like very offended by this. I'm sorry if you're like scatting, but I don't get it. It's making noises and they, I don't know. But personally attacked by that. But the rest of the show was good. They did good.
That's nice. I'm jealous you got to go to Disney. I wish I got to go to Disney at some point. But yeah. I won't be, I don't think.
I think everyone just needs a little bit of Disney in their life, a little bit of whatever brings them joy. And for me this weekend, it was listening to alternative music from the 2000s and Disney World. Those are the things. I ate some Disney snacks. I will say the avocado tart, not good. That was a no for me.
Doesn't sound good.
I was a little worried about it. Like, I like avocado, but I think of it as being as more of like a savory thing. I'm also not like a person who puts avocado on a lot of things. Like, if an avocado is on a sandwich, no thank you. I don't want it on my sandwich. I will eat it as like guacamole, you know? I think avocado has a time and place. But it was one of the like treats in Morocco. I feel like Morocco usually has their bread. Oh my God, when they do like little bread and the little sauces, so good. That was good. Their savory was good. But it was supposed to be like avocado, passion fruit, and something else. And I was like, well, maybe the other flavors. And then I saw it and I was like, that looks like mush baby food. And then I ate it and it tasted like mush baby food. So do not recommend. That was not good for me. I did really like the Enchanted Rose, though. That one was good. That was a good treat. And the passion fruit cheesecake that they have like every year at the Encanto stand for the last like 4 years. Always a fan fave. Like, yep, getting that bad boy again. I love that one. Thank you. So that's always a good in. But yeah, the rest I could probably do without. Anything that you did this week that was good for the soul of my gland?
Well, the new season of Love is Blind dropped.
Oh,
so
yes,
I've been watching that. And I want to say about that is the men of this season are trash.
Oh, man. There's not like one like little cutie that you're rooting for. I feel like usually there's like a couple of scumbags and then like a couple little cuties. And you're like, oh, I'm rooting for the little cuties.
There's like one little cutie, but he's like so fucking weird. Like he's like, I don't know. All I can say is that's all I can say. But he's fine, I guess. But yeah, one guy was like talking about, he's like, I don't know why people even care about politics and relationships. I don't care what your politics are.
They're like, oh,
that's your whole value system, yeah. My guy.
My dude, that's yikes. I don't like that.
Also, like that what a wild time to drop that statement as well.
Yes.
Like, really saying a lot about yourself here, aren't ya?
Yeah.
But yeah, there was this girl who is like, oh yeah, my parents were addicted to drugs my whole life, and I watched my dad overdose, and like all this like horrible stuff. And she's like talking to this guy, and he's like, oh, and she's like, yeah, so sometimes I can get like depressed and kind of like disassociate a little. And he was like, ooh, I don't know if that's okay with me. That is like gonna be really hard. And she was like,
screw you, my dude.
Yeah. No, she didn't say screw you, my dude. She said, sign me up for more dates. Unbelievable.
What? You like reveal this very deep thing about you, and you're like, hey, like I just whatever. And he's like, yeah, I don't think that's okay with me. And she's like, let's go another round in the pod. No, ma'am. I'd be like, no, I think better of myself, and I'd like to not talk to you anymore. What?
Weird. It was crazy. Like, he was basically saying to her, because she said something else that he was like, oh, I don't like that. Oh, she has the opposite of an anxious attachment style, a disattached attachment style or something. I don't know. And he was like, oh, I mean, that doesn't really sound like you'll be able to do conflict resolution with me. So this is something I really got to think about. And I'm like, what the fuck are you bringing to the table? You got, you got A's on your mental health score.
Yeah. Good, lucky, good for you. So happy for you.
Yeah, it was crazy. You're the only one out there. It was crazy. And then this other girl was like talking to a Christian, and not just like a, yeah, I'm a Christian, but like one that's like, yes, I believe in the Lord and the Lord guides me, whatever. And and she was like, well, my sister's gay, so like, how do you feel about that? And he's like, oh, that's like totally fine. Like, he did that whole thing. And then later on, she was like talking about social causes or something. And she's like, yeah. So what were your thoughts? Like, what was going on for you like in 2020? Because they're in Minneapolis. So they're in the George Floyd's like city.
Right.
And he's like, oh, I really just kind of stay out of that stuff. Aww. And she was like,
okay.
He's like, I didn't even vote in the last election. Like, it's just like really not something I like keep up with. And she was like, he was like, I don't even really know that much about George Floyd. And she was like, we literally live in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about? But it didn't sway her. She loves him. So,
girl, look at your life, look at your choices.
Yeah, it's like really scraping the bottom of the barrel. It's really scraping the bottom of the barrel, and I feel bad for these women. I truly feel bad for them. I hope they get a bunch of Instagram followers from this.
Yeah, they better get something out of this, because it's not gonna be a life partner.
No, it's absolutely not.
Yeah, they all sound very disappointing. Ugh. No fun.
But no, I think fun. It'll still be a good season. We also watched. I
mean, it's still fun to watch, like, the insanity of it all.
Yeah, 100%. And there were some love triangles that ended kind of weird. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. We are also watching The Traitors. Have you watched?
No, but somebody else told me about this show this week, and it sounds like it's up my alley.
It is. It is.
And I heard, so a new season just dropped, right? And like, you can just jump into that one, because like, each season obviously is kind of a different cast of characters. So yeah. Okay. Yeah. I feel like, because we are on like the current season of The Challenge All Stars, but once that ends, like, we will have The Challenge for a while, which is devastating to me, honestly, because that has been like my lifesaver these last few months. So I will need like a new like trashy like reality show to watch to like, and this one, like, when it was being explained to me, I was like, sounds up my alley.
Yeah, it's really good. We started with the most recent season, and you know who's on it? Speaking of The Challenge, speaking of challenge icons, Wes is on it this season.
I'm sold. That's all I need to know. Wes is one of my all-time favorites.
He's one of my all-time favorites.
I love that man. Absolutely love him. He is diabolical. He is a little schemer. He's honestly like a little shit stir, and I love him.
I love him. He just like plays such a fun game. Like he really goes at it. Mm-hmm. Johnny Bananas was on last season. Mm-hmm. I haven't watched second season yet. We just finished the first season. The first season is like the Wild West. It's crazy.
Oh god. But I have to tell Mike. I'm gonna be like, Wes is on this show, and I'll be like, we're sold, we're watching it.
We love him. And Alan Cumming is the host.
Yes, I've heard that.
An icon.
Who doesn't love Alan Cumming? Come on, y'all.
So yeah, highly recommend. 10 out of 10.
All right, I have to watch this 100%.
Let me know if you watch it.
Yeah. What are your thoughts? We might be taking a small detour before we discuss saying anything next week to be like, okay.
I didn't watch it. Traitors?
We have to discuss Traitors real quick. We become a Traitors podcast. Sorry, Brandon, we take this small detour to talk about this reality show. Y'all just got to deal with it. We do what we want.
We don't get paid.
Yeah, we don't get paid. It's whatever. It's fine.
No rules. Here.
Yeah. No rules, just right. Out back. Let's go. Yes. Honestly, fantastic. Also, weirdly, this is like not at all related. But one last funny thing about my Orlando trip. We went to, I stayed at Cabana Bay the first night, which is one of my favorite Universal resorts. I just have a hard love for it. I don't know why. And they gave us like these little free drink coupons. So I was like, okay, yeah, like I love the Swizzle Lounge. We're going to go down. So I haven't been there in a long time, obviously. I'm not like at this hotel lobby bar often. And so I was like, let me like take a little, you know, a little peep at their menu, what they got. And they had this Huckleberry Lemonade. Well, a couple of my friends that got married in Wyoming. Wyoming's very known for their Huckleberry. They put Huckleberry in everything. It's fantastic. That was like their wedding cocktail, basically. It was like a Huckleberry Lemonade. It was delicious. And there I was on Valentine's Day with a friend of mine. My poor husband was back working. And so I see this and I go, because we like had this whole joke, their entire like planning of their wedding, because they were like, Huckleberry this, Huckleberry that. And we're like, they are like really obsessed with Huckleberry. And then we went out to Wyoming and we're like, oh, we get it now. So anywho, there I am sitting at the bar and the bartender comes up and I go, the drink of love, like joking around. And this poor man is probably like, I don't know what's wrong with this lady. And I was like, I'm so sorry. This is an inside joke. Like friends of ours got married in Wyoming and this was like their wedding cocktail. And they were like obsessed with it for a year of the whole thing. But yeah, it's like very excited. Like, so I'm just like, do, look at the menu. And I literally stopped and went, the drink of love. And I'm pretty sure the bartender thought I was crazy, but it's fine. I'm also happy to report that mocktails are like really coming in hard at Universal. Like they had kind of started before I left trying to introduce mocktails. It is now like basically mandatory and all of their, they really wanted to come up with what they're calling elevated mocktails, because for so long they've been thought of as just like, oh, like kitty cocktails, whatever, juice. And it's disappointing, especially when you're paying theme park prices. But they're really trying to, because they know obviously so many people have turned to a non-alcohol life. And so they really want to make them where you feel like you're getting something like just as elevated in flavor and it's not just juice. And I went to Cowfish and they had 3 mocktails and they were like legit looking. I did not try one because I just got a Coke, but they looked good. And I was talking to my friend who still works for Universal and she was kind of explaining that like they've been really hitting that hard. So I was very happy to see that this seems to be, and I feel like if things get trendy in theme parks, they start getting trendy elsewhere. I know that like theme parks the last few years have really started to try to hit like every venue has to have at least one meatless option, like one meatless entree option. And now it seems like they're really trying to hit more mocktails on their menu. So I'm very happy to see this, that they are like really trying to make an effort to be as inclusive as possible with everyone's, you know, dietary needs and restrictions and whatnot and choices. So kudos to you, Universal. I will give you some props. And Disney. I mean, I know Disney's been doing it, but like I think basically they were saying like Universal is like really hitting this hard. And obviously they have a new park opening, which is going to have a ton of different like lounges and restaurants and whatever. And so it seems like they're really trying to make sure that when that opens that they have as many options for people as possible. So That is nice.
That's I'm excited for that new park.
Oh my God, I'm so hyped. I know it's going to be like crazy busy and like crazy, like probably things breaking down the first couple months and whatever, but I'm ready for it. I'm very excited. Same. We'll be very hyped to go and check everything out. It looks really cool. Just, yeah, I'm very, very excited. I just really want to go see, because everyone says about the Beijing show, the How to Train Your Dragon show, that it is, like, so good. And I know that basically Epic is duplicating that show. Like, obviously, the Isle of Burke is going to be, like, one of a kind, its own thing. But the show is, I think, like, basically, like, a duplicate of what they do in Beijing. And I'm so hyped to see Toothless fly. Like, I'm like, yes, give it to me. Give it to me right now. I want to see that cute little dragon fly. Like, that is what I'm most excited about. Which people are probably like, okay.
Oh, I'd love that.
But, yeah, but I am. I'm very excited about that. Like, the Donkey Kong roller coaster, I think that's really dope. I don't know. Just everything, really. I think it's going to be very exciting. I'm very excited that – I am sad that they're going to have Ministry of Magic, which I've like always wanted to see in theme park form. And now like Harry Potter is so tainted for me that that's going to kind of like not be as exciting as it would have been a few years ago. But
yeah,
you can't win them all, I guess.
Yeah.
At least most of the park will be cool and exciting. So yeah. 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 I know. I'd end it on a downer. We were ending on an upper. So we're like, great reality shows you've been watching. Happy that Universal's got a lot more mocktails. This is all good stuff. And
well,
had to do that.
Good news is,
yes,
The Bachelor is back. So that's a high, kind of. I mean,
hey, it's been kind of high.
It's been kind of iffy. They just canceled The Bachelorette. Or they're, like, skipping it, which I find interesting. So yeah, we'll see.
Why, I wonder.
How that goes. But, yeah, this season's fine. I mean, The Bachelor is a guy. And the girls are really bringing their A game. So I like that.
Yeah.
He's just like, I play basketball. And at one point he, like, sings.
Oh, that's and cringy.
It's not for me. No. It's not. The singing is not for me.
I don't need people. I was thinking that this weekend as they closed the show with like a little kind of romantic ballad. Not romantic. I guess it's kind of romantic. From Newsies. And they were like staring directly into each other's eyes where they're singing. And I was like, this is why I could never. I love musical theater. But this is why I could have never been in it. Not the fact that I can't sing, which is the actual reason. But because I can't just have someone stare lovingly into it, even if we're acting, and just serenade me. I think it is the most uncomfortable thing when someone just starts like singing at you unprompted and you're like, oh, I don't want to make eye contact. I don't want to like going to a concert. Fine. They're not like staring directly at me. Like having someone like be like, oh, like while they're staring right into your eyes. I can't do it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. They like went on a date and he like starts playing the piano and then he just like starts singing an original song. And I was just like,
oh, no, I don't like
it. I can't do it. But people thought it was cute.
It's giving like Ken from Barbie.
Yeah.
We're all like sitting on.
Yeah.
I don't like
exactly.
It. I don't like it. Guys really think they're suave with that. We're here to tell you as women, 9 times out of 10, we would like to not be serenaded. Actually, it's very uncomfortable.
9 times out of 10, we don't even want you to talk to us.
Yeah, if we're being honest. What we want is tickets to the hopefully potential upcoming Lady Gaga tour. That's what we want. Yes. We don't want you to sing at us. We want her to sing at us.
I went to her Monster tour.
Yeah. Oh, iconic.
And when I was in high school. And yeah. It was iconic. I mean, amazing.
Yeah. I would like that in my life very much. Yes. Also happy to see everyone who got Cowboy Carter tickets. I'm just always like very happy and excited for people when they are very happy and excited about something. And also like how nice it must be. Nice in the like slurring my words. This is water in this bottle, y'all, I promise. How nice it must be for Beyonce fans that like they just got a tour and they're getting another one. Like, oh, God, that sounds lovely. I'm like so excited for all of you like that you guys say. Oh my goodness, excuse me. We used to work with two girls who they like to travel to go like see Beyonce together. They've like been to Vegas and stuff like that. And so when I saw that she was on tour, I was like excited. I was like, oh, I wonder where they'll go to go like see, go see Beyonce on tour. So yes, congrats to everyone who snagged some Cowboy Carter tickets. I'm very excited for all of you. And yeah, I mean, I think that's all I got really. I hope everyone is doing well. Ladies out there, wear your red lipstick, you know, again, if you're looking for one, a blue based red looks good on like 99.9% of the population. So go find yourself one. Thank me later. Perfect. I love it. Be well. Take care of yourselves. We will be back next week with Saint Anything and maybe Traders Talk.
Maybe. Bye. Bye.